The new standards are a trio. John Munson plays acoustic bass and sings. He's from the band Semisonic. Chan Poling plays keyboards and sings. He was in the band The Suburbs, and Steve Rome plays vibraphone. With punk, new wave, and pop credentials, it might surprise you that the band is now playing jazzy versions of songs from their past lives and beyond. The new direction seems to have taken the members by surprise, and it started to come together, apparently, at a Dan Hicks concert.
Yeah, a Dan Hicks song was definitely involved. Chan and I both went to see Dan Hicks perform in Minneapolis, and then we kind of were hooked up afterwards and to discover that we both love this song, I Scare Myself. And he was like, you got to come over and jam in the living room sometime. We had to like learn some of these tunes. And that's how we really got started. And it was fun right from the get-go.
Now, John Munson, we know from Semisonic, Chan Poling from The Suburbs. And this seems like a fateful meeting at this concert. But what I read about it is you were surprised that Chan was a Dan Hicks fan. Why?
Because I didn't even know I was really a Dan Hicks fan, you know, in a way, until I'd never had an opportunity to see him perform. I just heard the records, and he had, you know, I think he'd been off the road for a while, and then he came out, and it was Dan Hicks with his Hot Licks. It was a different group of Hot Licks, but they were playing those arrangements and stuff, and I just think of Chan as you know, I saw Chan playing punk rock bands, and
right.
Dan Hicks is a different thing.
And the new standard is going to be a little bit removed from punk rock, but you know, we spent our whole lives writing our own, you know, our own songs and performing our own songs. And it was just fun to dip back into the, you know, the well that's out there of great old songs.
Now, a colleague of mine, and I won't tell you who has which end of this argument, we're saying, you got to ask them, this seems really, well, I've already indicated it, this seems very tongue-in-cheek. There's got to be a camp element to this. And I actually don't pick that up from this disc.
That's great. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, because there's not. To be perfectly honest, it's something that a number of people have kind of said, you know, cheeky guys, and we're like, really not. We're not trying to be clever. We are passionately, you know, in love with the songs that we're performing, and we want to just to demonstrate that in our performances of the songs.
Yeah, I mean, someone said it has that lounge. Are you guys doing a loungy shtick? And it's like, no. And so I'm glad that you picked up on that.
No, I don't feel that. And one thing it does do, well, there are two things it does. One of them is, I understand you're going to do New Pollution, the Beck song.
Right.
Number two, you had to learn these lyrics from somewhere, because I've never been able to decipher them. So I thank you for that.
Yeah. And they're delivered clearly and...
Yeah, and now that is a song that, as we will hear, which I think would lend itself totally perfectly to this. But one I wouldn't have thought, and hopefully you're going to do it today also, is the Replacements tune, "I Will Dare." Which you realize what a fabulous little melody that is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. That's why I loved it. That's why we brought it to the table, because I've always loved that melody, and it swings too. So you can just. And we're also not really about swinging or about jazz, even though we cut loose and play a little bit. It's just fun to be able to play your instrument after being, you know, socked behind drums and, you know, rock, electric guitars and all that for our whole career. It's fun to just sit down and play your thing, you know.
Well, let's stop talking and start playing. What do you want to begin with?
I think we'll do New Pollution.
Alone in the new pollution. She alone in the new pollution. She's alone in the new pollution.
Standards are playing live for us today, and that is a version of Beck's New Pollution with the cut and paste lyrics delivered perfectly by Jan Poling. Well, now we mentioned I Will Dare. People got to hear how this sounds, because you will reawaken to this song with the New Standards version of it.
There's another one like where I never really knew what the lyrics were until I like went through it, because his delivery is so throwaway.
And they're really great. They're really funny. They're really they're perfect.
He's, yeah. You know, we're from Minneapolis. I guess I should probably say that. And so I'm. We all grew up being big fans of the Replacements, and he's got a million of them. I mean, we could do a record that was only Paul Westerberg songs, and we'd all be really happy, I think.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll do that.
Advice. Meet me any place or anywhere. let's count the rings around my eyes. How smart are you? How smart are you? How dumb am I? Meet me any place or anywhere or anytime. Now I don't care, meet me tonight. If you will dare, I will dare.
Standards are playing live for us today, and I'm sitting over. I'm laughing listening to this because that is so far removed from punk rock. It's like chamber music in a way. I was sort of going to ask because I'm sitting here watching John. You play acoustic bass, and have you had orchestral experience? Have you done any of that?
No,
really,
no,
yeah.
No. I've had one of these in my home. Sitting in a corner, you know, which I pull out and I would play periodically. It's a big headache with
acoustic bass.
Yeah, double bass, and when you put a double bass out on a rock and roll stage, bad things tend to happen. Most of them are like loud shrieking sounds coming from your amplifier because they just feed back like mad. And so there's never a lot of call or opportunity for me to use it, but you know.
It works well with this.
Yeah, and there's just something about that funky sound of a double bass.
And Chan, what's your keyboard experience? I mean,
I studied a little bit of classical, and then went right into jazz, and really did a lot of jazz studying, and then went to Cal Arts where I was a composition major, and I was composing, you know. Karlheinz Stockhausen kind of stuff back in the olden days, and then I heard the Sex Pistols, and I went, "Oh, that's modern music." That's it in a nutshell.
John, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some changes in your life, having a lot to do with adopting your daughter and going to first Taiwan and then to mainland China.
My wife and I adopted a little girl from China. And then I had an opportunity to go and be a resident artist in Taipei this last fall, which was just a phenomenal experience. Mm. I didn't know. I mean, mainland China and Taiwan are so different. They are really quite different cultures. I mean, you have to consider that mainland China has isolated itself for such a long time, you know. Now, obviously, is opening up, but I mean, there's still a lot of vestiges of that isolationism and that isolationist policy. Taiwan, on the other hand, is being isolated by the world, but has really, for, you know, since the 50s anyways, really thrown its arms out to the world and in the form of trade. They were also occupied by the Japanese for a long time. So the Japanese culture is really strong there. There's lots of really interesting Aboriginal cultures there that are rich. In fact, the last tribe of headhunters in the world were on the island of Taiwan until the 1930s, still kind of, you know, pursuing heads out in the jungle. So, yeah, that was cool.
And you ended up getting your degree in...
I ended up getting my degree in Asian languages and literature and I did some really fun and cool work on Chinese poetry, and I was kind of pursuing some of that.
So you went back... had you already been studying that? Did you start your degree in that to begin with?
I didn't start my time at university studying Chinese. My time at school came in fits and starts because music was constantly like this magnet drawing me away towards the road. And But the one time that I really got serious about school, I studied Chinese. I did 3 years of Chinese language study over the course of about a year. I just like got way into it and did like Chinese intensive courses and went over to China and studied over there. And remarkably, after like a 12-year layoff or whatever, I don't know, something like that, there was a heck of a lot of it still there for me to like access when I finished up my degree, which was, you know, just a couple of classes. But I did a lot of the work in translation too. But when I went to Taiwan, it was there. Mm. I could use it. And when we went to adopt my daughter from China, I was able to speak with her nanny and go, you know, what's going on with her? You know, you've been with her for the first year of her life, and we're not going to know anything about that. And she told me a lot of stuff that it's been useful.
Another member of Semisonic has been here since you've been here, John, is Jacob Schlichter, who came by when he published his book, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. And I was curious to get your feedback on the book. Certainly yours is pretty specific from being in the band. And also, Chan, I'd be interested to know if you had a chance to read it, how you felt about how his take on the rock and roll world.
I didn't read it, but I read excerpts from it in the New York Times and read the New York Times book, you know, review. It was made it in there. And it's like watching Spinal Tap, you know, when you're in a rock band, you start going, oh, that's really great, man.
Yeah.
And it just hits home so clearly that it's uncomfortable. Almost.
There's a depancing aspect to it, you know what I mean? But I have to say, Jake was kind enough to like pass it along to me before, you know, the final galleys were printed or whatever happens. I don't know how the publishing world works exactly. And there was a section in the book that I like really took issue with, actually, and was like, that just doesn't really, it just doesn't really seem the way it happened. And it was a thing that I was a participant in the action at that point. And I just like said, can you just kind of think about what actually happened there and maybe just revisit it? And he did. And the way it came out was much more, I thought just actually accurate, mm-hmm. and I just hadn't liked the way it reflected on me. You know, and so that was
right,
he's a sweet man, and so he was good enough to do that for me. And you know, I mean, it's not like the book is some kind of tell-all about the band, anyway.
Well, know? All I know is we won't be giving you any T-shirts as you leave here today because we know where they end up
on Groupies
or something like that. New Standards are our guests, and what's next?
Yeah, we'll surprise you.
Thank you. top of the dial. Oh, after all this, won't you give me a smile?
Linda Golling, the standards version of that. God, that is, it's kind of like Kurt Vile or something. It's really dark that way.
I think that's Chan. It's like yeah everything turns into like Kurt Vile cabaret music filtered through Chan's sensibility.
Which is positive. Indeed. Thank you guys so much. It was really fun. Thanks cool. for the...
It's great to be here. It's great to see you again. Get to play for you.
And good to meet the other two-thirds of the group.